The Buffalo Bills start off their season on Sunday at New Era Field against the New York Jets. And here to talk about it on a Friday morning preview is Matt Sabuda with another installment of Beyond the Playbook. Matt, welcome back for another season.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, before we get into the game, Matt, let's set the stage for expectations.
Well, glad to be back and feel like channeling my inner Bob Uecker from Major League and excitedly welcoming Buffalo fans back for another season of Bills football. Yes, lame impression. I know there's only one Bob Uecker, but just like those Indians from the original movie, there are low expectations for this year's Bills with the trade of Sammy Watkins, Ronald Darby, and the loss of Stephon Gilmore and the never-was Anquan Boldin. Most observers don't have much hope that this iteration of the Bills can be very competitive. But either way, does set up to be a really interesting year for the Bills, no matter how you slice it. What I mean by that is, yeah, they could surprise people with breakout performances by this year's draft class, along with an unexpectedly improved year by quarterback Tyrod Taylor. Then again, in the likely event that doesn't happen, the Bills are loaded with draft picks for next year, which projects to be strong at the most important position in all of sports, quarterback. So with all that being said, prepare for the possibility of a year when Bills fans debate the merits of tanking for higher draft picks or wanting them to just go out and win. So with all that, let's get into Sunday's game.
Yes, yes, yes. Hopefully a win awaits the Buffalo Bills, but they do open up against the New York Jets. How do you see this one shaping up?
Well, it's supposed to be a beautiful day off the field, weather looking to be sunny, mid-70s, and sets up to be one of the only potentially beautiful days on the field. While the prospects for the Bills aren't looking too bright for the year, the Jets seem to be going all out in an effort to be bad this season. Look no further than their decision to sign quarterback Josh McCown as their starter. McCown comes in the week one matchup against the Bills after having been released by the hapless Browns and never having started a full 16 game season in his 14-year NFL career. In other words, the Jets signed a career backup as their starter who didn't cut it for the worst team in the NFL last year, and the rest of the Jets roster pretty much reflects that bottom-out rebuild. And because the Jets appear to be a shell of an NFL team, the Bills are actually favored by approximately 9 points, give or take, making it one of the largest margins of any NFL game this opening weekend. In this regard, sets up to be a game with limited anticipation, yet higher stakes than usual for an opener. If the Bills lose to the Jets, sets up for a long, long season, so no pressure, right?
No pressure there. All right, so the Bills are favorites. That's great to hear for sure, but let's get into the specifics of the matchups playing out on the field.
Well, openers, sometimes trickiest of all the games of the year to predict. Yes, the Bills should win. By and large, they match up well across the board against the Jets. Big question mark, however, maybe Tyrod Taylor, who's just coming in or out of the NFL's concussion protocol. If he's ready to go, he'll have a somewhat tough test against a Jets defense that has been one of the only bright spots for that franchise in the last few years. But beyond that matchup, the rest of the game bodes well for the Bills on paper. Expect LeSean McCoy to have a hefty workload, as coach Sean McDermott says he could have McCoy in on every play. Yeah, I don't think that's the wisest idea, but he is their best and most consistent player, so having him as the centerpiece of Sunday's game certainly makes sense. Flip side of the ball, the Bills' front seven looks to be one of the team's strengths, anchored by tackles Kyle Williams and Marcell Dareus. It's the defensive backfield, though, that's the unproven commodity, with both starting cornerbacks being brand new to the team. Tre'Davious White is a rookie first-round pick. E.J. Gaines, who came over in the Sammy Watkins trade. At the end of the day, got a new scheme all the way around, a few new players who have their first test against a team that looks quite favorable on paper. And then again, they do not play the game on paper, so we'll see.
It may be new, but for us, it's back to Beyond the Playbook every Monday and Friday here throughout the Bills season with Matt Sabuda. Matt, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Jay.